Luke tells us that the apostles were wondering and questioning in the midst of their happiness. As Jesus showed them the wounds in his hands and feet. In the Middle Ages, devotion grew to the wounds of Christ. Isn't that gory? Yes, but also somewhat sensible. The five wounds are the two in Christ's feet, the two in his hands or wrists, and the one in his side from which flow water and blood at the piercing by the centurion during Jesus' crucifixion. As it is with St. Thomas from last Sunday, so it is with the apostles this week. The wounds Jesus gains in his crucifixion lend credibility to his post-resurrection body. It's me, it's really me, Jesus says. Look at my wounds, the marks in my flesh, the prints of my passion, of my suffering are right here. Medieval Christians were so enthusiastic about these wounds, medieval people aren't much different from us, that they gave each wound a name. The well of mercy, the well of grace, the well of comfort, the well of pity, and the well of life. For just a moment or two, we will reflect on these five wounds as we celebrate this third Sunday of Easter. Y'all can tell that I'm very enthusiastic about medieval Christianity. First, the well of mercy. I love that Christians of a different time and language and imagination envisioned the wounds of Christ not as empty or void, but in some way full and overflowing. In Matthew's gospel, Jesus says, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have come not to call the righteous, but to call sinners." God's prerogative, not just in the New Testament, but throughout Scripture and the tradition of the church, is mercy. Mercy for the stranger, for the foreigner, for the impoverished, for the widowed. God extends mercy and says, "Those whom you consider marginalized or at the edge, they are the main characters in my drama of merciful redemption." Which segues quite neatly into the second wound, the well of grace. Grace is unearned, undeserved, unmerited, gratuitous. It is gift. It is free. It is whole. And this appears to be God's posture towards us and the whole creation. One of gracious goodness. It is by this grace, this gift, that God chooses small, unknown Jacob, wrestles with him by night, changes his name to Israel, and makes his descendants bearers of divine promise. It is by this grace, this gift, that God chooses Mary Magdalene, to be the first bearer of resurrection good news, a woman who is not believed when she says, "I have seen the Lord." It is by grace that we sit here and pray and celebrate the faithfulness of God towards us, and somehow mysteriously, this grace is glimpsed in the wounds of Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection. Third, the well of comfort. In Advent, which now feels like years ago, we hear the prophet Isaiah say, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cried to her that her warfare is ended. The comfort that we announce is not a comfort that comes easy. The comfort we announce in Christ is an end to war, an end to violence, an end to displacement, the presence of a whole and just peace, the healing of systemic historical wounds in the present. For how can we look upon the mangled body of Christ and seek to repeat the very violence that nailed him there in the first place? Fourth, the well of pity. Pity's not really a word we use very often. In one of the Gospels, after teaching all day, Jesus looks out at the crowd and has pity or compassion on them. This compassion, this pity, leads Jesus to Jerusalem and into the stickiness of your life and mine. God's pity leads God into flesh, into creatureliness, into smallness, into us. Fifth and finally, the well of life. The fifth wound is the well of life. The apostles, joyful, disbelieving, full of wonder, are given a vision of what life is like in God. It is painful. They are wounds, after all, and tender. Sorrowful and exhilarating. And it involves good food. Notice that after Jesus shows the apostles his wounded hands and feet, he asks for broiled fish. And they give it to him, and he eats it. Because resurrection offers life not only after death, but it also offers life after death. Or as John Donne, the great 17th century poet, says, it is a quality of life that is super infinite, with all of its valleys and summits, with all of its mess and glory. This well of life, this wound, is God. Amen.